Be sure to check out All Things Transformers with Steve, Megatron, and TFG1 Mike.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 57. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
Dave, Joe, and Mike, hello.
Hello. And joining us once again is...
Optimus Solo, hello.
Yes, and there's one thing I've noticed, and I still... Anyone who can let us know, write in to either Steve or myself, Steve at geekcastradio.com or tfjomike at gmail.com, let us know how the iTunes popularity thing works, because every single episode Kevin has been on is not dark gray in iTunes at all. It has no popularity.
Kevin's not popular.
I'm a curse.
Yes, yes, you are.
Only on other shows outside of telecast.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Actually, if anybody can explain that just for any reason, I would...
No. Yes. Yeah, seriously. I mean...
Because it makes no sense to me.
You know, looking at... let me just pull it up here really quick.
I was reading a bunch of explanations, and they didn't make any sense because they were all for, like, CD-type stuff, and it was, like, judging the amount of sales a certain song gets over another song and stuff like that, but I'm like, that can't be for podcasts.
I'm just pulling up the Beast Unleashed podcast page just because it was the one thing that I've got here. Actually, no, I'll go back to ATTF. I just saw that, too. Looking at All Things Transformers, it's very weird because episode 56 has no popularity. The latest episode that has popularity is episode 54. So
makes no sense.
I know, it doesn't. I'm wondering how they calculate... I don't care how they calculate it for albums or movies or any of that crap. I want to know how that relates to podcasts. That's what I want to know.
Me too.
Yes.
Yes.
So what have you been up to, Kevin?
Oh, let's see. Besides all the holiday festivities, which for me always are a little bit more than usual because my mom's birthday is always the day after Christmas. So it's always a little bit more, not necessarily hectic, but more things to do. But as far as the geek world goes, telecast is, you know, working on all cylinders there. We have quite a few episodes up there, our first supplemental episode, and we're on into our second set of themed episodes, so go listen. We have gotten 3 iTunes reviews in America, at least 1 in Canada, and we're going with that. And on Behind the Voice Actors, I've been busy adding obscure things like, let's see, the latest things I added was the 1980s cartoon series Turbo Teen, the My Little Pony 1986 movie, and I am working currently on Star Trek, the animated series from the 70s.
Wow. Yeah, that supplemental episode is very funny.
I knew you would like it. I just
we're
like
not, we're not going to go into why. Just go over to geekcastradio.com, look for the telecast, look for supplemental episode 05.5, and listen, because...
Listen for the record scratching.
Yeah.
I love that. I said Mike's going to shit himself.
What have you been up
to?
Yeah, you knew I couldn't let that go without some type of editing.
Yeah, once we we're currently planning on recording our year in review episode for the flagship show, and the way and of course Steve always introduces us on this show, but yes, now we can call him the web designer to the stars, Steven C. Phillips.
Nice.
Well, it's not 100% official, but yes.
Right. So. No, I know. And that's why I'm leaving it very vague, because I know you want a whole lot of details out there, and we're not going to do that yet until you're ready. But I'm just saying, web designer to the stars. What have you been up to?
Well, between doing podcasting, quitting job number two, finally, tonight was my last night, and it was one hellacious night.
Go out with a bang.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't let me escape easy. They had to make me suffer in some way, and I did all night long. They didn't even get to eat until I left.
Oh, jeez.
Normally, I have time to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time to eat.
Yeah.
I was quite upset. Not only that, but yes, I've been working on that particular site, trying to get something to show for when I have my meeting with that particular star. And so, yes, I've been tweaking and playing around with that, and I also recently figured out how to add a forum to Geekcast Radio.
Nice. I haven't been over there yet, but I saw your tweet about the page being a little bit different.
Yes, I changed some of the colors, which Mike noticed earlier this week. I added a forum topics thing over on the right bar.
Gotcha.
I added more categories so that more of them show up in the bottom half of the site.
Right.
Excellent. So that we get two more in there. Also, like I said, the forums, which you can click at the top of Geekcast Radio, loads up. I have everybody that's done Facebook Connect already attached to it.
Okay.
I have some basic areas already online in there, forum category-wise. I've already made a post. It is very basic, but it doesn't need to be very complex, being that it's a part of the site.
Yeah. Right.
So...
Very cool.
Other than that, that's pretty much all I've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you're doing that like that, but making it very simplistic. But for me, I'd rather have more interaction through comments on each episode post instead of having to go through a forum creating individual episode threads. It's like, I stopped doing that crap on PE a long time ago. I think the last episode thread I made was for, like, I don't know, ToyCast 65 or something like that. Just commenting on the website post, I just find is much more easier.
Well, you don't necessarily have to do that. Post them in there.
Right.
But it's more of a spot for people to post... questions or possible topic ideas rather than bloat the individual episode ones.
Right,
but those are meant to comment directly on those episodes. We're not going to do double posting.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's cool.
I was just saying like forums in general, like the way that PE is, like the way that TFW is, like, just forum software in general, I'm over it. I'm done with forums pretty much.
You're gay.
Shut up.
Mike's toe. And his pink phone.
Pink? What the hell are you talking about? It's black, damn it.
That's what you want to tell yourself.
Anyways, so...
He's prejudiced against pink.
That's surprising since he's gay.
No. All right, so getting into some of the latest news items that have come out, we've got more pictures of the United version of Transformers, the latest stuff like their version of the Generations figures like Bumblebee, Cliffjumper, Soundwave, Megatron, stuff like that. What do we think of these, the Takara versions?
Don't care.
Gay?
Also gay.
No, I don't think so.
I honestly don't mind the TF United version of, like, Voyager Megatron, for instance, which is, like, classics.
Yeah.
That they brought over.
Yeah.
I could give two shits less about the rest of the figures, because I think that's about the only one I'd pick up.
Yeah. I like the colors on all of them a little bit better, but we've been through this before. If it's not sold in the U.S. at a Target, Toys R Us, Walmart, or something like that, I will not buy it.
I agree.
Well, you need to expand your damn horizons and order online. It's not that freaking hard.
Yeah, I will. I can order online, no problem, as long as it's also available at some point in one of those stores. It's just an American thing with me.
I also have that feeling, but it's more so in the sense of I'm not paying fucking shipping and handling for a damn toy.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do that, it's going to be for a DVD series of some sort. I'd prefer to go physically pick it up at my local store rather than purchase it online. Or right. Do like the Walmart thing and purchase it online, have it shipped to the store where it doesn't cost me anything to ship it.
I agree. These colors, these figures are a little bit more like metallic and shiny than the regular ones, right?
Yeah, that's what Takara is mainly known for, is using like metallic paint. And I gotta say, when it comes to the War for Cybertron Bumblebee, the United version looks a hell of a lot more game accurate as far as color than the mustard yellow version that is...
Same with the Cliff Jumper.
That is Generations, yeah. I mean, I don't mind the Generations, the U.S. version of Cliff Jumper. I don't really mind it that much, but still, the United version just, it looks a hell of a lot sleeker. And I'm so glad I have not picked up Generation Soundwave yet, because I love the United version of that. That is just amazing what they did with that paint.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not pictured here, but they also had a article up on TFW for Generations United Megatron. He is much darker gray. He's not white. He's almost like a dark silver. And it was just amazing.
Yeah, that's the new, yeah.
That's the United version of the War for Cybertron Megatron.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Stop drinking.
It looks much better. I agree with you. I agree with you that a couple of the figures look better, but I still won't buy them.
Something wrong with you.
No, I wouldn't buy them either, but that's because of personal preference.
Yeah, that's fine, but I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, it depends on if you want to get them. And obviously, the United line, as far as I know, and I don't have like any inside source or anything like that, but as far as I know, the United line is probably only is going to be online retail only. So you're probably going to have to go like Big Bad Toy Store or somewhere like that to get it. And I don't mind doing that, because usually when I go to Big Bad Toy Store, I don't order in bulk, but I order like two or three figures. So it's almost like combined shipping, so it's not like I'm paying an arm and a leg for figures that I could just go to the store to get. It's almost same price. Yeah, Big Bad Toy Store does, you know, charge a little markup, but most of the time it's not that bad. But to each their own. There was also new images of Retgar, Generations United Retgar. And I gotta say, it's really making me rethink my whole being against motorcycle transformers, just because I don't like motorcycle transformers. I don't like the alt mode. I don't mind the robot mode, but most of motorcycle transformers, I just don't like the alt modes to them. But Retgar looks amazing.
I'm kind of torn on this one. I want to like him a lot, and then parts of me don't want to like him, and I can't quite pinpoint what it is. I don't know if his face just looks a little too polished or fake for me. I like the robot mode, everything except for his actual face. But other than that, I think he's a pretty cool-looking figure.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't like the fact, just kind of moving on, getting through all this toy stuff, the new Transformers United, the Voyager Megatron comparison stuff. I don't like the universe version of G1 Megatron lookalike, because it doesn't. What I don't like about it is the gun mode. It doesn't make me think G1 Megatron.
Yeah, which one's which on this one? What's the one with the orangish on it?
The one with the The more metallic stuff, I think, is the new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember mine looking like that.
I don't know. Just overall in general, not really comparing the two, but just in general, that gun. I mean, it looks like a freaking SOCOM pistol to me, and I'm sorry, Megatron is not a SOCOM pistol.
The faces are very different on these two figures, though.
Yes, they are.
I mean, the faces are way different. They look like completely different people. There's parts of each one that I like better than the other.
Yeah, the one that's... when you're looking at the faces image, the one that's on the right is probably the newer one, the United version, because has that...
metallic.
He has that metal floss on the front of him.
I like his face better, but I like the other guy. I like the old chest plate better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That was a pretty cool mold for Megatron. But I don't think I can afford to buy any more than the one I have.
I like the one that they've got showcased on the left.
Yeah.
Better.
That's the US version.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I don't like the Takara one. The Takara one's too reminiscent of the piece of shit gun one that we received from them originally.
Yeah.
Color-wise.
Yeah, the US version has a little bit more orange and red, or orangish red paint in a couple different areas, I think. If you look at the one that's in the box picture, being the United one, you don't see the orangish red on his shoulders.
Yeah.
So the orangish red shouldered one is the old one, actually.
Oh, okay.
That is the Takara Henki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think that mold is a great mold for Megatron, and I'm glad they did it, but one is enough for me, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, most of the time when Takara does, not really redesigns, but does it in their own design style as far as chroming stuff out, most of their stuff I like, but just some stuff like that, it just doesn't appeal to me at all. I mean, even the U.S. version of that Megatron, it just doesn't... Like I said, Megatron is not a damn SOCOM pistol. He's just not.
I don't really care. I'd probably buy that one, but I don't have any money.
Yeah.
I missed out on it the first time around, and it looked like a damn Nerf gun, and now it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the Nerf gun version.
See, I missed out on that one, so I almost got the Henki one, and then I couldn't afford it, so...
Yeah.
And then we've got Generations Wave 7 Wheeljack. Woo! And something Kevin for Christmas this year. I got him Dirge for Generations because he said he had told me that he had been searching and searching and searching Targets and Toys R Us and Walmarts and everywhere else. He hadn't found him. And still Kevin, like he said before, doesn't do online retail, dumbass.
So Mike, do it for me.
Dumbass. So I got him Dirge, and we were talking, what was it, a few days before Christmas. We were talking, and he mentioned something about the only seeker he doesn't have is a Generations-type Thundercracker. And lo and behold, 2 days after we talked about that, Generations Wave 7 includes... Thundercracker.
Finally, I don't have to spend $1,000 to try to get the damn BotCon Dirge and, you know, Thundercracker and Thrust or whoever it was, the other one that was there. I've gotten them all in the Generations line. And these four Generations figures, especially Wheeljack and Thundercracker, are must-haves for me.
I like Scourge, Wheeljack, and Thundercracker. I, as much as it pains me to admit, I do love the Thundercracker design. But I love the Scourge, and I love the Wheeljack. Cup, I like his alt mode, his robot mode, meh.
Some pictures of Cup I've seen look really good, and some pictures of Cup I've seen look really bad.
Well, see, I've also seen video reviews of Cup, of people that have done video reviews of him, and just seeing him in someone's hands, as far as the robot mode, it just doesn't appeal to me. So I may just... Like, eventually, I may just buy one of Cup and just keep him in the alt mode, because I love the fact that they made him a pickup truck.
Yeah. Do you buy two of your figures?
I usually buy two each, yes, but if I'm not going to have...
You rich bastard.
If I don't... Shut up. You're right. Anyways, normally I do, but I mean, I haven't bought any toys in at least 3.5 months.
This will be one where I automatically, the first time I see Wheeljack and Thundercracker, I'll pick them up. And probably the first time I see Scourge, I'll pick them up. But it'll be something where I wait and actually see Cup in real life and make a judgment call when I actually see him.
Yeah.
But this is just one line. This is the, to me, this is the, one of the greatest Transformers toy lines since I don't know when. And I just have to have all of them that are G1-esque.
Yes.
So. I don't need any of the G2 or the other crappy repaints or Cybertron repaints or any of those nonsense things, but the G1 ones, I like them. I like them a lot.
I like the War for Cybertron figures. I mean, you know.
I like the robots.
Are. Well, I like. See, I don't know. I just. I mean, I like going back to War for Cybertron a second. I like Bumblebee's robot mode in the game. I don't necessarily like it on the toy, but I love the alt mode the toy has.
Mm-hmm.
But again, now seeing that Takara is doing their own version in the United version of Generations, and it's, you know, sleeker, I like that better than this mustard yellow thing.
Yeah. What about your opinion on any of these Generations, Steve? Do you like any of these ones, or are you not a fan of that line?
I'm a fan to some extent, mm-hmm. but other than Megatron toys, I really don't care.
Gotcha.
I mean, it seems like they're just rehashing the past for the most part.
Yeah.
On a lot of the stuff. I mean, it's just, I just don't see the need for 50,000 versions of every of these figures.
Well, in the case of the Seekers, like Heaven said, I mean, the majority of really good, you know, updated versions of G1 Seekers were BotCon toys.
Yeah.
And we all know BotCon toys are fucking expensive.
And the Titanium Seekers sucked ass.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as far as like most realistic versions to the G1 counterparts, as G1 counterparts, I like what they're doing with that. I don't really mind that they're going back into the past for that. And that Hasbro had to figure out a way to make Universe 2.0 continue.
Because it was so popular.
It was so popular. Classics and Universe are the most popular, like, G1-esque Transformers lines. So,
I really like the cars and the Autobot cars and the Seekers that they've done. Some of the movie ones they've done and some of the other ones I have mixed opinions on, even though I've gotten them anyways, but I really like that this is the first time ever since the original 80s toys that we've gotten good Seekers and cars.
Right, yes. Next up is a bit of controversy. And I always have said, and I always maintain, Rumble is blue, Frenzy is red. And according to Hasbro now, Rumble is blue. Reveal the Shield Rumble is revealed.
Rumble is blue. This figure does suck. I'm sorry.
Well, all right. Well, I will agree to a certain extent that the alt mode is kind of meh. But I do like the robot mode because it is very cassette-esque.
Kind of, but I still see Tank when I see the robot.
Well, yeah, when you see the arms. I mean, when you see the arms.
The head's fine. The chest is fine. The arms and the legs suck.
I like the legs are all right. But again, I mean, I don't know.
Those are not his types of feet.
Yeah, that's true.
Rumble did not have feet with, like, those toes or whatever you want to call them.
I don't know.
I love Rumble and Frenzy. I always have, but I would not buy this figure.
Yeah.
Rumble is not a damn tank. But he is blue.
Yes. Steve?
Steve fell asleep.
I don't like them at all.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I
don't honestly care anything about the toys. Especially considering we've talked about the same two, Rumble, Frenzy, whatever, numerous times.
Okay, moving on. We've got one more toy thing to discuss, and then we'll go on to some other news. Dark of the Moon, Ironhide, and MechTech descriptions. Now, I don't want to not report on Ironhide, but at the same time, I don't care about movie toys, so. I want to just talk about really quick the mech tech gimmick that they're going to use for the third movie line. The packaging...
Lame.
What?
Lame.
Oh, well, I haven't even read the damn shit yet, so I don't know.
They all have gimmicks. They're lame.
Okay, well, almost every single Transformers line has had a gimmick, and majority of them are lame.
Basically, what's going to happen is all the weapons that they sell with all the bots are going to have different sockets and hardpoints and connectors so that you can combine and mix and match your weapons to make combo weapons or cross-compatible weapons, etc.
Okay.
The weapons appear to transform somewhat also.
Oh, no.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. moving on to some actual movie news that isn't, oh, we're filming in bumfuck Idaho. I swear, those are not news items. But anyway, this has been a while ago. This is about a week and a half ago. The identity of the Transformers Dark of the Moon mysterious tanker truck is revealed. It's going to be Megatron. Why Megatron is a damn tanker truck, I have no idea. Steve?
I think that it's quite retarded that they're going to change him this late in the game. I mean, I just don't see the reasoning. I could see if they wanted to do like a Menasor type thing or, you know, Octane or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think Megatron should ever be a human vehicle.
Yeah. It says he's going to somewhat resemble the Two-Face of Batman thanks to Optimus Prime, and where he's going to wear a hood to cover his shame.
Yeah, from where Optimus ripped his face off.
That's interesting.
That is just the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Megatron,
I'll wait until I see it.
Two-Face.
Well, he had to have... So he did get his face ripped off.
Yeah, but what's to say he can't slap some goo on his face and fix himself?
True. They could probably do anything with the plot holes in those movies, so...
Well, I mean, look at, they rebuilt Prime out of Jetfire.
That's true.
He was missing chunks, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm back. And then he just drops off the excess, like, yeah, I don't need those parts. Never mind, the guy just died so that I could kick this guy's ass. No, it doesn't matter. But, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of Megatron. They just need Transformers Prime Megatron and Beast Machines Megatron to come in there and kick his lily white ass. They would mop the floor with this Megatron because he's such a pussy. He bows before the fallen. Megatron doesn't bow before anybody.
Yeah, that was
except for Unicron.
That was one.
He
doesn't
even bow before him, and the only reason he did it was because he was getting like threatened to be killed.
Oh yeah, he still did it though.
Temporarily, he still meant to backstab him.
Yeah.
Hence why Beast Machines Megatron and Transformers Prime Megatron are the shit.
Yes.
This could be just misinformation too. You never know.
It could be, but
I don't think so though.
I don't think them. I don't think they'd do it this late in the game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not even that it's this late in the game. I mean, the movie is, what is it, seven, 8 months out? July 1st, 2011 is when it comes out, so...
Yeah, seven months out.
Yeah, it's like 7 months from now. But the thing of it is another thing we can talk about in inclusion to this is the fact that pretty much every single Transformers site in the past week and a half, 2 weeks, have put up images of Dark of the Moon toys that Hasbro has sent all of them cease and desist orders because Hasbro didn't want anybody seeing the damn things. So there is a toy of this Megatron design from the film. So, I mean, if they're going to sit there and make a toy out of a movie design, I seriously doubt that it's misinformation that Megatron's going to be a tanker truck. So I'm thinking that is actually what it's going to be, which is kind of sad and stupid, but...
Anyway.
I wouldn't even mind him being some sort of futuristic helicopter, kind of like what animated Megatron was like. But whatever.
I'm not saying I wouldn't go for that, but the movie version of Megatron just sucks ass.
Yeah.
He's, like I said, a big pussy.
Yep.
Big P.
So, moving on.
Little P, that's what he is.
Apparently, Corey Burton is uninterested in reprising Shockwave for Transformers 3. David Warner is rumored. Apparently...
Raish.
What?
Raish is going to be...
Yep. I can actually see that, though. But someone asked him on over on... Was it his forums? Something over at his website, someone asked him about reprising his Shockwave in the movies, and his answer was, "I was given the opportunity to audition for Jazz, a totally incomprehensible request for me to even attempt. In Brawl, you might recall I was Brawn in the early series, but it was just a one-line cameo bit that didn't seem worth jumping through all the audition hoops just for a two-second bit and a scale-rate incidental voiceover work. It is rumored that David Warner himself has been under consideration for the next live-action CGI movie production as Shockwave, which I feel is entirely appropriate, given Mr. Bay's propensity for casting screen personalities over multi-voice-off camera cartoon character voice actors." I don't necessarily think that this is a bad thing. While I love Corey Burton Shockwave, I think David Warner could do, and at this point it is just a rumor that David Warner will be Shockwave, but I have a feeling outside of Peter Cullen, not a lot of the old voice actors want anything to do with Michael Bay and his fucking movies.
Welker did.
Well, Welker did, but they also shunned him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because they didn't give him Megatron.
Exactly.
Bastards.
I mean, yeah, well, you know, putting Welker in his Soundwave is great, but technically all that is the Dr. Claw voice.
Next time, Gadget.
Don't you mean next time, Optimus?
Next time, Optimus.
But I mean, honestly, outside of Cullen and Welker, as far as I know, none of the other original voice actors, or even some of the voice actors from Beast Wars, or some of the ones from animated, or any of the other cartoon series, none of them have really expressed interest in these live action films, which I'm kind of glad for. Because I wouldn't subject anybody to Michael fucking Bay.
They didn't want guilt by association.
That's true.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me one way or another. I can see why he wouldn't want to be doing it. You know, and especially given Transformers 1 lack of lines for the Transformers anyways, it probably wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's nice that in Revenge of the Fallen that they had the robots talking more and doing more, but still, that movie fucking sucked.
Yeah, so did one.
Well, okay, well, then they both suck.
I don't know. It's just, I'm so over the movies. The best part of the movies was seeing online videos before the first one ever came out of the actual Transformers transforming and how awesome it looked. And then everything went downhill after that.
You know what the best part was? Hearing Peter Cullen say, "I am Optimus Prime." And then after that, it just went downhill.
Seeing the leaked videos of them actually having these humongous things transform, and then hearing Peter Cullen's voice, and those are the two highlights.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're such a positive podcast right now.
I've said this before, that yes, I understand not a lot of directors could pull, you know, have the weight that Michael Bay has as far as in the industry and getting military crap and everything else done. But I wish that they would have picked someone that had more of an interest in Transformers fandom than someone that didn't. Because, and I'm not saying it should have been an entire fan wank, but, I mean, Jesus Christ. It could have been better than what it was.
Yes, it could have been.
You know, I think Michael Bay would have been better for the G.I. Joe franchise than Transformers.
Yeah. Maybe he would have actually done Cobra Commander correctly.
Exactly.
Instead of fucking him up like they did in the G.I. Joe films.
Yep.
Of course, they fucked Megatron up, so, it doesn't matter. He'd screw something up. One of them would. Doesn't matter who.
I am so wondering, and I know this is gonna be such a random comment. I'm so wondering if Hugo Weaving is just going to put a German accent on his Megatron voice for Red Skull. Because Hugo Weaving is going to be Red Skull in Captain America.
Boo. I'm tired of seeing Hugo Weaving, period. Well, he's still that guy from The Matrix. It's all.
Yeah, he's still Mr. Smith.
Come here, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, God.
We have some shit to clean.
That's funny.
Come to the dark side of The Matrix.
But yeah, do we want to bring up anything else?
Yes.
What would that be?
Would you like to elaborate?
Insert miscellaneous comment here. Yes.
Yes. Less than two months till Transformers Prime kicks back in.
Yes. That is going to be awesome. I can't wait. A show I'm actually geeked about since Animated ended, and before that, since Beast Machines ended.
Yep.
But, yes, and then the Dark Glass reveal will be in January, so.
Cool. So Dark Glass in January, Transformers Prime in February.
Well, at least the cast information in January, so.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Prime hasn't given us a date yet. It just said February, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Them bastards.
They're like, February, coming to a theater near you. Spankovision.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yes.
Three balls of fire. Yes. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, not a lot of Transformers news right now.
No. So I think we're going to cut to a, not a dying cat Megatron. I think we're going to cut to Steve, Michael Wilson, and I debating over Megatron, Cybertron, and Unicron, because we got a review for Beast Unleashed, and I said in episode 30 of Beast Unleashed that any and all reviews for iTunes or any and all feedback would be handled in All Things Transformers. So you'll hear that next, and we will come back after that. This is All Things Transformers 57. Hello and welcome to Michael Wilson for a special guest appearance.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How are you, sir?
Hanging in there.
Yes. The reason why we're bringing Michael in between the actual show and the outro is because Beast Unleashed got a new review on iTunes. It says, nobody expects a ... It is a 5-star review.
Woohoo!
By BigBot41380. It was published December 22nd, 2010. And he says, I absolutely love this podcast. I am on the last episode now, and although I on occasion was screaming in my car while listening to try to voice my opinion, it has been a great show. From seeds of the past being buried somewhere unpleasant to the great Megatron's tryst with Barney, it has been hilarious. I just have to say also with the Beast Machines and the Megatron head in comparison to Unicron, Cybertron has expanded 3 times its size due to the civilizations being added atop of each other, as we see within the first episode. That has to be taken into account. Thanks for the great show. And yes, Megatron head and Unicron head are technically almost the same size.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, maybe I was too hasty. Actually, I think that I like the idea that the icon of G1 is actually several layers down from the crust, let's say, of Cybertron.
Yes.
That would just make the planet bigger. That's going to make the diameter of the planet bigger, which means that the relative size of the Megatron's ship, right?
Yes.
Is the Grand Maul is actually smaller Because remember, we saw it docked there on the Citadel. And you know the Citadel's not bigger than Iacon.
Right, but my point was, when I originally made the comparison, was that Grand Maul and Unicron's head from the end of Transformers the movie are roughly the same size.
You're so full of shit.
Whatever. Anyways.
But hey, yeah, good.
But anyway, thank you, Big Bot, for the review.
Good
and
comments.
Now on to the All Things Transformers Episode 57 outro.
You're full of crap.
Yeah, you have to say your other famous line first before we leave, Michael.
My pants are full. Do I?
You already did.
Oh, okay.
Now to the outro. So, Megatron, how's Barney these days?
Go fuck yourself, Mike. Go play with yourself, like you always do, and your Power Ranger-liking self. Go morph yourself in your bathroom.
Yeah. Did you like that little red dragon comment I made on that video, Megatron?
What was that again? I hear Arby's in the background.
Shut up.
As well as McDonald's.
Shut up. Alright, so that's going to do it for ATTF 57. Megatron, close the show.
Aren't you glad you opened that can of worms? Yes.
Fucker.
Bitch.
Our Rangers suck.
Yeah.